May only the truth be spoken and only the truth be heard. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the 14th century, Andrei Rublev wrote an icon of the Holy Trinity as a visual way of saying and praying who God is. It's an image of what it means to say that God is three persons in one being. It is the image that surrounds me. And a living expression of this icon surrounds me every day of my life. Because when we gather around our table at home, what I see is three persons, Holly, Madeline, and James. Unity in diversity and diversity in unity. Gathered around a table, sharing not just food, but life and love. Everything that feeds us. And dinner at the Mackesons is always the same. It begins with a grace that I made up when the kids were toddlers. It's very simple, but it has become profound for me. It goes like this. Bless this food, bless this day, bless our love, dear God, we pray. Amen. We say it at every meal. And I've come to realize that when I say that prayer, gathered around the table with the three who are my Trinity, what I am saying is this. Bless this food. I'm saying, God, bless you for all of this, for the bounty that is before us and the creation that yielded it. And when I say, bless this day, I'm saying, God, bless you for sending your Son, for breaking through the vault of eternity into our time with your very self, and giving us this day filled with endless possibilities. And when I say, bless our love, I'm saying, God bless you for your Holy Spirit, the love that binds us all together as one human family so that we might cherish one another. I suppose in that moment, I am also saying, God bless you for this Trinity of love that you've given me in Holly, Madeline, and James. Because I don't know what I'd do or who I would be without them. That blessing is my family's way of sanctifying time and celebrating diversity. It's my family's way of taking a breath and saying that this time we have together is sacred, that we are grateful for what we have been given. Not just our daily bread, but our distinctiveness, the diversity of each other upon which we also feed. That blessing is our time to give thanks to God and to ask God's blessing that we might live in God's image. It's why we have this Genesis reading on Trinity Sunday. Now, this reading is a little longer than the grace we say at our table. In fact, it's so long that I thought it might be too long for Zoom. I thought I might have to cut something out or make it shorter. I resisted that impulse. In fact, I always do. And I'm glad because anything that matters most in our lives takes time. And what makes time sacred is the love that is shared and the diversity that is celebrated between those who journey through it. This icon behind me is how diversity and unity are made one. If you look at it, it is a portrait in love. Unbounded and unrelenting, shared eternally in the very heart of God. And in this Genesis reading, we see that love lived out on a cosmic scale. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwelling in an eternity of love in the beginning. Perfect unity in diversity and perfect diversity in unity. Sharing a love that is so broad and so deep that it desired more, desired to share itself. So God looked out into the void and, seeing darkness and nothingness, made a decision to love more. Out of the darkness, to create light that would never diminish. Out of the nothingness, to create everything forever. A universe teeming with diversity. God did that for love. Created all that we are and sanctified it in the vault of time. That's part of what Trinity Sunday is about. It is our steadfast belief that God's very nature is the perfect union of diversity and desire that breaks into time, loving endlessly and abundantly. That is what every truly loving relationship in our lives is like. Desiring to share more than who you are with the other. Making the time that is shared together sacred through love. And that is what we are called to do. We were created in God's image to love and make our time together holy. And that has been our biggest challenge. Loving one another, delighting in diversity, and making our time together sacred by creating abundance for all. When we come to Trinity Sunday, we are supposed to stand on the shoulders of the saints so that we can see more clearly what it means to love. To cherish one another and all creation just as God cherishes the diversity and relationship within God's very self. And instead, with the events of these past 2 weeks, we are haunted by images of the powerful and privileged kneeling on the necks of the disenfranchised, choking the life out of them. A mockery of the image in which we were created. The murder of George Floyd and so many others, and the outrage that has prompted continued protests, remind us that while we are created in the image of God to embrace diversity with our whole heart, we all too often heartlessly shun, despise, or reject one another. We continually fall short of God's glory. We shouldn't be surprised that our failures have come to the fore in the midst of our isolation and uncertainty. There's a sense in which our deepest fears and failings always return to us when we feel that we are alone. And despite the cheery faces we put on this pandemic, most of us have felt alone, existentially separated, because our natural state is to be connected, just like the God in whose image we were made. That's why the gospel for this Trinity Sunday is so important for us to hear. These are Jesus' last words to his disciples and to us. He says, "Remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." There are words that are meant to reaffirm our connectedness, our unity with the God who created us, with the Son who broke into time to redeem us, and the Holy Spirit whose presence remains with us in this very moment. It's a beautiful image, just like the one behind me. this image that has become for me a living icon of how I recognize all the blessings in my life. But being the image of God in the world, sharing abundance, making our time together sacred, and cherishing diversity is not as easy as a 7-second toddler's blessing. It's difficult. And it takes time to do the hard work of justice to make those simple blessings a reality. So I say again, bless this food, bless this day, bless our love. Dear God, we pray. If we are to bless this food, then it means that all must share in the abundance that we enjoy with those who live in scarcity. And with respect for the creation that provides abundance, because we are called to cherish creation itself too. And if we are to bless this day, then it means that the endless possibilities of each new day have to include looking out on the world with fresh eyes to discern who is not being included, so that all may be blessed. And if we are to bless our love, it means living into the fullness of the image of God, loving without limits, embracing diversity to its fullest, and creating the space where all can flourish. Amen.